Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, Rastafari. It is Friday.
6 days shall thou labor. Shall thou labor? Take thy rest. Take thy rest.
Shabbat shalom.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. Seventh day take thy rest.
Tendo salam. Shabbat shalom.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Thank
you. Although now we are mature,
Here for the TJIF. First thing first, the Baraka, lighting the light. Yes, I light up.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv anu lehiot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Bless is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakubit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakubit, on the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Hey. Salam, Berhanina salam.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Isis. The Kabbalah Shabbat, the Psalms right here, 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. That's I.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp, with the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, for thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aret, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a Psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
There was a great trembling, and the earth shook. The mountains fell with by the presence of the Most High, who lives and reigns and rules.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on it.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shabbat Shalom, Tender Salam, and here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming, the receiving, Kabbalat, Kabbalah of the Shabbat, here. Short Kabbalistic chant right here, revealing the attributes of He who be, we be, the Ana Bekoah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Ana Bekoah, we beg thee, I. Ana Bekoah. Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yimineka, tatiris rura, untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika, zangaveid, tahreinu, nora. Elevate and purify us. Sagaveid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubbat Shamre, Barkem. Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. Bless them, purify them, pity, Barkeim, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaviat ushima, ushaikatenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Ja, Al Shalasiya Nisan.
Ja, Rastafari, live it. Lassia, live it. And reign in the heart of all man forever. Ja.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest.
Lecha Dodi, Dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala, pene shabbat, nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lecha dodi, likrati atala, pene shabbati, nikapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Jehovah is one, and one is His name. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, I and I fame. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath, Shabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lecha dodi, likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again to His grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free.
see all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati kala bnei shapati nikavala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati kala bnei shapati nikavala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati kala bnei shapati nikavala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I welcome thy day. We, I, and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala bnei shapati nikavala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath ha-shabbat, the Senbet greet.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Everything blessed. Read back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading what it's all about. Giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day. Separation. To be one with the Most High and feel his essence. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One. Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Bemezmor Dawid Zitnahule Besma Abuel Women Feskadu Sahadu Amla Ame Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tilsu, Kibber the Hyrule, Kibber the Kedama, we hide it in the Ja Rastafari. Ajaja way on with Ajaja way on with Ten Betsela Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Ten Betsela Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil. With fresh oil, come on, well, yeah. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. Oh, the roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow.
and better. The im negere Yehuda Machaber. Line of Jewelers Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
In my dying, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen of Ego, father and mother of creation.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Yes, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom. And Chazak, Chazak, be strong, we need Chazak. Nigai and I be strengthened, we need Chazak. Nigai and I encourage one another here as we fulfill right here. a book of HaTorah, the heart of the Torah, the third book of Moshe here at the heart of HaTorah, the book of Leviticus, the handbook of the Levites, the handbook of the priests, and the handbook of the sanctuary here. So here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, usually according to the trad on the sabbatical eve, even on TJIF like this right here. Usually according to the trad, the man of the house, as the woman of the house, presents that baraka, that blessing, that prosperity, that increase, that word sound, baraka, you know, and the lighting of the lights. The man of the house, he rises up to chant from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31. The virtuous woman, KJV translation right there. Virtue is a strength, so it really should say the strong woman, or in the Hebrew, the Eshet Chayil, the Eshet, the Oset Chayil, the woman of Chayil, I say Chayil power. So here, mind them, rise up the chant right here.
Who virtuous can find woman. A virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman?
Shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, shuba shubai, shuba 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 day, shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, yeah. Now the real man can live without the woman. That night to death as a woman to her man. To his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Don't need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong. With the part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I burn out all day, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A
voodoo man is a glory to a man. Still ever take the power, still the smith, him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman, woman I love and honor. The father of the light career, your empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never caused sin, to listen as I sing. But women of the herd, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman, you meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day. Shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person who wanna ride it, who wanna prove for the man that she wants, you know. There you go, she wants to do, you know. Now.
A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman has given me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. For us, the man I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman.
Yes, 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 the Eshet Chayil, the Eshet Chayil. Very, very important read right here. Let's just share a couple of words here, before we write up today's daily psalm right here. Eshet, in the Hebrew pointing, Eshet. When we look at the glyphs and the basic pointing, it can also be pointed as Oset, Oset or Aset. Eshet, Eshet Chayil, Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor. A woman of power, Chayil, as in Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, a woman of power. The opening words praising the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. The poem, it enumerates the qualities of the ideal Eshet, Isha, Oset, wife, woman, in a sequential, alphabetical, acrostic of 22 verses. So from a Hebrew perspective, it goes through the Aleph Beit, right? The Aleph Beit, the alphabet, from the Aleph to the Tau. Something like this right here, Hebraically. The poem here in Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, it enumerates. It numbers and names and qualifies and quantifies, so to speak, the qualities of the strong woman, the woman of power, the Eshet Chayil, the ideal Isha, wife, in a sequential alphabetical, Hebrew alphabetical acrostic of 22 verses. In other words, every letter, every verse begins with another letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, one for each of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. She is lauded and applauded as provident, economically successful, working hard for the husband and household and charitable and loving to the needy. She possesses optimism, faces life, the liberty with evidence, with confidence, and speaks in wisdom and kindness, or as the proverb says, that the law, the Torah, of kindness is upon her lips. Her efforts enable her husband, the king man, to function as a prominent communal leader. quote, as he sits among the elders of the land, end quote. The conclusion of the passage, it celebrates and elevates a woman's domestic and spiritual eretical strength. Quote, grace is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears, that reverence Jehovah, she shall be praised, Isis, and make her works praise, Isis her, in the gates, in the city gates. Now, in many of the Judaic families, right, the song from Proverbs is recited and chanted on the Friday evenings before the Kiddush, the sanctification of time. This custom originated, some say, in the Kabbalistic circles and initially referred to what is called the Shekinah, which is kind of imagined as being that presence of Yahweh, right, the divine presence. But the Shekinah is different than the Shekinah. Shekinah is he dwells, Shekinah is she dwells, the divine presence. We could say wisdom, because wisdom in the scriptures, Chokmah, is she, the divine feminine from the beginning, as a mystical mother and wife. Later, this devotion, Ivotion, became a domestic ceremony in that the family paid homage to its wife, to the Isha, the Oset, the Eshet, and to the Im, the Aim, the Ima, the mother. Other sources maintain that the Eshet Chayu, the virtuous woman, the woman of valor, the woman of strength, the strong woman, refers to the Sabbath, HaShabbat, for the Shabbat is she, or to HaTorah, that the Eshet Chayu, some others maintain, may refer to the Torah. So both in the Hebrew context, according to the HD, the Hebrew definition, Shabbat is she, and HaTorah, the Torah is she. In some places, this song was chanted at Hebrew and Judaic weddings. Its verses have often been used as inscriptions on tombs of the pious. In Sephardic rite and rituals, the first verse is recited before the Ashkava, the laying to rest prayer at a woman's passing. Derashot, some of the singular verses, in other words, like taking some of the singular verses and having a sermon, a reasoning, a study on the individual verses of the Eshet Chayu. They appear in the Tanaic, Talmudic, and Midrashic literature. Several smaller Midrashim, that's like studies, expound the poem in sequence, a genre that has assumed the rubric of the Midrashay Eshet Chayil, in other words, the studies of the strong woman, the woman of power, the virtuous woman. Some of these Midrashim, they interpret the entire poem, the entire section from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, as referring to Sarah, to Sarah, and I matriarch Sarah. And therefore, we as Rastafari, the new name, can also maybe apply this as well to Her Majesty. One such text, according to the words of His Majesty, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, we not behold. One such text, it appears in Tanhuma, Chaye Sarah 4, the life of Sarah 4. Two additional versions that interpret the poem until the verse in Proverbs 31, verse 23, where it says, her husband is prominent in the gates. This appears in Tanhuma, and we have some of the details there, just moving this forward just to share a couple of words here on a very, very important word sound. We should know this word sound by heart, harticle, and hopefully give thanks for Warrior King, that tune there. So even some more artists, you know, to get in on this. And if one needs some of the Hebrew or them heart, then just check LOJ Society. Several Midrashay Eshet Chayil, they interpret each of the verses of the Eshet Chayil, the virtuous woman, the strong woman, as referring to a different biblical female personality. So applying it to the righteous woman and different ones of the righteous woman in the scripts. The earliest surviving manuscripts of the Midrash Eshet Chayil, of the study of the virtuous woman, the strong woman, was copied, some say, in 1270. The text, which was erroneously appended to the end of Midrash Proverbs, is actually an independent Midrash, an independent study. It contains Darashot. Darashot is like studies. Darashot. It's like to seek. Where it says to seek Jehovah while he may be found. Darash has a sense of seeking and a sense of studying his revealed revelation, so studying the scripts. Studying come, as Rastaman would say, come make a reason. So it's a reasoning, bringing out a reasoning to the first 20 verses. The woman in the first 8 verses, all mentioned in the Pentateuch, the 5 books of Moshe, are presented in chronological order, namely the wife of Noah, Sarah, Rivka, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, Bithia. Bithia is one of the Hebraic references to the daughter of Paro, Pharaoh, Jochebed, Jochebed, Moshe's mother, and Miriam, Moshe's sister, and Moses and Aaron's sister. The remaining women appear in a non-chronological order, with the exception of Elisheba. The women mentioned in the later group appear in the prophets and the Hagiographia. A critical edition of the Midrash hasn't appeared, and it's called the Midrashei Eshet Chayil. Just a little more right here, just scrolling through this right here. So here, just to seal up this. So the Eshet Chayil, the virtuous woman poem and chant, which usually around the Sabbath, the sabbatical table, the Friday evening, the man, right, the man, the king of the house, the man in the house is the one that recites this for the woman, the wife, and also the daughters. And also it's very liberating. Let's point that out too. When we look at the content of the Eshet Chayil, or the woman of virtue, it dispels this false Western Gentile counterfeit Christian notion like that the Hebrew woman or the woman in the past were all downpressed or oppressed, and they did not have any so-called woman's rights or any liberty. When you look at the qualification of the Eshet Chayil, this was the highest expectation. And all of these, it seems as though women nowadays in this Western Gentile society have struggled to gain a few of these, so to speak, but not quite as the Eshet Chayil poem. Also serves as the basis of the post-medieval Darashot reasonments in which traditional sources concerning woman, primarily Talmudic. When we say Talmud, Talmud is the operative word that means teaching. There's a Babylonian Talmud, there's a Palestinian Talmud, and you might not have known this. The Kevar Neges and our Ethiopic manuscripts are our Ethiopic Talmud. In other words, studies, right? Teachings. So primarily Talmudic and Midrashic, they were expounded. This external form was particularly prevalent and common among the Sephardi, Rebbanim, rabbis, scholars of Torah, as eulogies for women. Contemporary Jewish and Hebrew feminists have sought to reclaim this poem and have offered new insights and interpretations. So here, we'd like to share this with those of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, with the woman to examine the Eshet Chayil, namely Proverbs, a virtuous woman, chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 31, and share some of the item reasoning. So here, blessed be Jehovah. Yes,
praise ye the Lord.
So here, today's daily psalm right here, we have Psalm 58. So let's ride up today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after all, the Melchizedek. First ear right here, the Peshat, the plain read. But hold on, brothers and sisters, because you know how we've been mentioning how the reader is often of the Psalms, they often forget the most important part. And the most important part is the superscription. He used like the Sheer Alexander Scorby, like his reading in the English of the KJV as a first ear. But often when he reads it from the first verse and he leaves out this part. To the chief musician, Al Tashchet Miktam of Dawi. To the chief musician, Al Tashchet, don't destroy, do not destroy, Al Tashchet, a golden composition of Dawid, of David, of the well-beloved.
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth.
Yes, yes, yes. Here Psalm 58 has a theme of the judge of the earthly judges. From the royal Amharic, so we're going to ride up with the Amharic firstly and then get into some of the Midrash. The study here, here, here. Hopefully ones and ones can hear the full of full.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here we have the native speaker, Abraham Chebude, reading from the Metzach Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. Here on the dub, Dan I, Hatafaya, Moa Anbesa, the fire version, Vibronix, Hatamix, yes, I. Here, here, here.
مزمور 57 بكنف 58 لما زمران عليك أتطفى يدعو الكل بأونة تدكن بتناقروس يسو لجوج هوي بكن تفرد الله تشو بلبات تشو بمدر لاي هاتياتن تسارى الله تشونا الجوجات تشون قفيني تاتسالون هات آني كما هات انجمرو تليو ከሆድም ጀምረው ሳቱ ሐሰትንም ተናገሩ ቁጣቸው እንደ እባብ መርዝ ነው እንደ ምድር አውሬ ጆሮዋም የተደፈነ ነው አዋቂ ሲደግምባት ያስማተኛውን ቃል እንደማትሰማ እግዚአብሔር ጥርሳቸውን ባፋቸው ውስጥ ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር ያንበሶቹን መንጋጋቸውን ያደቃል እንደሚፈስስ ውሃ ይቀልጣሉ እስኪያደክማቸው ድረስ ፍላጾቹን ይገስራል እንደሚቀልጥ ሰም ያልቃል እሳት ወደቀች ፀሐይንም አላዩአት እሾሃችሁ ሳይታወቅ በትር ሆነ ሕያዋን ሳላችሁ በማዕቱ ይነጥቃችኋል ጻድቅ በቀልን ባየ ጊዜ ደስ ይለዋል በኃጢአተኛው ደምም እጁን ይታጠባል ሰውም በእውነት ለጻድቅ ፍሬ አለው በእውነት በምድር ላይ የሚፈርድ አምላክ አለ ይላል
Psalm 58 Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that the man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges the earth.
مزمور 57 بقدس 58 لما زمران علقا حتطفى يداوي كل باونه صدقن بتناغروس يا سو لجوج هوي بقن تفرد اللهچو بلباچو بمدر لاي حاطياتن تسرا اللهچونا اجوچاچون غفن يتاطالونا حتى ان كمحطن جمرو تلي ከሆድም ጀምረው ሳቱ ሐሰትንም ተናገሩ ቁጣቸው እንደ እባብ መርዝ ነው እንደ ምድር አውሬ ጆሮዋም የተደፈነ ነው አዋቂ ሲደግምባት ያስማተኛውን ቃል እንደማትሰማ እግዚአብሔር ጥርሳቸውን ባፋቸው ውስጥ ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር ያንበሶቹን መንጋጋቸውን ያደቃል እንደሚፈስስ ውሃ ይቀልጣሉ እስካደክማቸው ድረስ ፍላጾቹን ይገስራል እንደሚቀልጥ ሰም ያልቃል እሳት ወደቀች ፀሐይንም አላዩአት እሾሃችሁ ሳይታወቅ በትር ሆነ ሕያዋን ሳላችሁ በመዓቱ ይነጥቃችኋል ጻድቅ በቀልን ባየ ጊዜ ደስ ይለዋል በኃጢአተኛው ደምም እጁን ይታጠባል ሰውም በእውነት ለጻድቅ ፍሬ አለው በእውነት በምድር ላይ የሚፈርድ አምላክ አለ ይላል
Shalom Tut, Einai Sterling, here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, we have Hamsa Cement, the 58th psalm, according to the royal order. And here, the superscription, let's begin off right here from the beginning, Besim Av, where Welid, where Menfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. The superscription, name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralen beginning, Besim Av, Wawalid, Wamenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak, to the chief musician, Al Tashchit in the Hebrew. The English superscription will make you say it Al Tashchit, which means destroy not, the I, thou, male, destroy not. Bamarinyan, the Metz Av, Kadus, and the Gus, and the Gas, we have Lemezamaran Aleka, to the chief musician, the chanters, the leader, the chief of the chanters, the Mezamaran Aleka, to the chief musician, Atatifa, do not destroy, corresponding with Alatashchait, thou, male, destroy not. Yet, Dawid Kine, a Kine, composition of Dawid. Here we have Miktam, Le Dawid Miktam, a Miktam of Dawid. Kuter And, verse 1. Baunet, Tzidkina, Bitanagrus. Yes, Do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye, do y'all judge uprightly, O ye, y'all sons of men? Baunet, Tzidkina, Bitanagrus, Baunet, in Unet, in truth, in the objective reality, Baunet, Tzidkina, Tzidik, righteousness, justice, Bitanagrus, speaking, are you speaking, your soul, the joy, oh, children of humanity, back in, and in uprightness, and straightforwardly, back in, to fardalachu, do y'all judge uprightly, kuter hulet, verse 2, belabachu, bemitr lai khatiatin, tisarralachu na, ejochachuhuma, gufina, yitataluna, yea, in heart, ye y'all work wickedness, ratchetness. Ye y'all weigh the violence of your hands. It's your child, Shahum. Gufin, yitataluna. It's like it's all tangled. You're tangled up in violence. Your hands are tangled up in violence. The sense here, you weigh violence, but your hands are caught in corruption. Remember, this psalm is themed, and the theme of today's daily psalm, Yamidr Danyocha Faraj. Yamidr of the earthly plane, Danyoch, the judges, Faraj, in other words, the judge of the judges of the earth, but it's theme, unjust judges condemned, Belabachu, in your heart, your minds, Yamidr lie upon the earthly plane, Chatiatin Tisaralachuhunna, you do uggery upon the earthly plane in heart, in mind, you weigh, your hands are tied up in violence. Kutar Soras, verse 3. Chitana kama machitsena jamro teleyu kohodima jamro satu hasetinima tenagaru. The wicked, the ratchet, chitan, are estranged from the womb ka machitsen. The machitsen, the womb ka from machitsen jamro, beginning from the womb, starting from the womb teleyu. They are strange, they are separated, they are strange. Estranged is it's good here, the KJV teleyu. The sense of it that the wicked, the ukka, chata'ana, the ukkas are from the womb, they are strange, they are separated, they are strange from the womb, kohodim, and from the belly, jemro, beginning, starting from the belly, satu, they err, they make a mistake, satu, they err from the belly, hasetinim, and Heset lies tenagru. KJV says they go astray as soon as they be born from the hood, from the belly. Starting from the belly is where their mistake has been. Kahodim jamro satu hasetinim tenagru. Hasetinim and lies tenagru. Kutel arat, verse 4. Kutacho in the bab merzno. In the midrao rewuma jorowa yetedefineno. Their poison, their venom, is like the poison of a serpent. Here, Bamarinya, we have Kutacho, the anger. Kutacho in the Ibab, like the serpent. like the serpent murders, poison, venom, no, it is. They are like the death adder that stoppeth her ear in the middle, like the earthly aure, the beast, whim, and like the beast of the earthly plane. Jeroa, her ear, yet to deafen, no, it stopped, it's like, it stopped up. Huh? Can't hear. Kutar Amist, verse 5. Awaki, siya degim bat. Yeah, asa matenyawin akalinda matasema, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never or ever so wisely. Awaki, one who is knowledgeable. Awaki, one who has a gnosis. Siya degim bat. Repeating, like the charmer, repeating, yeah, asa matenyawin akalan, and one who is of the word, a charmer of the word and the names in that sense, inda matasama, does not hear, does not, the charmer, this is a deep verse right here, but let's move forward right here. Kutar Siddhis, verse 6, Ekziyavi her, tarsacho win, ba facho wista yisabra, Ekziyavi her, ye, anbesochuna, men gagacho win, ya dek ikal. Break their teeth, O Ekziyavi her, sustain of the good, generous, open handed, our Father, yod hey, wehe, he will be, we be, tarsacho win, ba facho, in their mouth, ba facho wist, in their mouth, within their mouth, yisabra, will break the teeth, Ekziyavi her, tarsacho win, their teeth, ba facho wist, in the mouth, Yisabra will break the teeth in the mouth, Ekziyavi her, sustain the good, the generous, open-handed Father, Ye'an besochun, men gagachuin ayadekital, break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord, Ekziyavi to sustain the Ye'an besochun of the lions, men gagacho, the cheek, you can say the cheekbone, ya dekikal, hit, strike, kutar sevat, verse 7. In the miya fesissa wucha yikeltalo, issakia ya dekamacho, deresa filas ochuna yigetral. Let them melt away as waters which run continually in the miyafesisa wucha yikaltalu. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrow, let them make them be as cut in pieces. Is kiya de kamacho de res filas ochuna yigetral. Kutara cement, verse 8. In the miya kalita sema yalkalo isata weddekech zayinem alayuatim as a snail which melteth. In the mikelet, here in the mikelet, in the sense of in the mikelet sem, wax, as the Septuagint brings up the bees wax, yalkalu, which runs out, which melts, along with the snail, is sata wedekech, the fire she falls, is sata wedekech, fahayinim, and the sun, ala yuatim, they will not see her, they will not see the sun, fahayinim, ala yuatim. Here it says, KJV, as a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth and miscarriages of a woman, that they may not see the sun. So here this corresponds with the Septuagint here at this verse 8, Kutel Zeteng, verse 9. Ishohachu asaya taweka beterohone, hiyawan asalachu. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both the living and in his wrath. Both the living and in his wrath. Here at this verse 8, it's interesting to compare. We'll get a little bit deeper into this psalm, but in comparing and contrasting with the Septuagint, to bring out the Septuagint sense, shall before the perceiving of your thorn bushes, the white thorn shrub, as living, as in anger, he shall swallow them. There's a deeper kind of meaning here, but let's suffice it to say, at this first degree, what the KJV reads as we move to Kutar Asad, verse 10. Sadika bekalina bayegizeya desilawal, bechatyatenyawa demima ijuna yitatabal. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance of Sadik bekalin, the righteous bekalin, the vengeance of bayegizeya. Yizé in a time that he sees. Desilawam shall rejoice, shall be happy. Bechat Yatenyawa Demim, and in the Dem, the blood of the Chat Yatenyaw, the Akka, Ijun. Here we have the sense of the hands, as with the Septuagint, the hands, his hand, Ijun, his hand, Yitat Tabal, he shall wash his hand. KJV says, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the righteous. So here, for the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Negas in the Mezmura Dawit, and here in Mezmura Hamsa Cement, it corresponds to LXX, the Hebrew, more so with the KJV right here. But bringing us to Kuterasara And, verse 11. So, Ba'unata Letzadik Alo. Slika. So, Ba'unata Letzadik Frey Alo. Ba'unata Bemidurlaya Miferd Amlak Alle. Yilal. So that a man shall say, so, and a man, baunet, baunet in truth, in the objective reality, let's adik for the righteous fray, let's adik for the righteous fray, fruit, allo, allo, there is fruit for the righteous, baunet in truth, in the objective reality, but midurlai upon the earthly plane, yemifard, one who judges, amlak, the source, who judges, Allah. There is the source who judges on the earthly plane, but Eunet in the objective reality, in truth, Yilal,
Yilal, Yilal.
So that a man shall say, in truth, there is a reward, frey, fruit, for the righteous, the tzaddik. Surely, in truth, Baunet, he is, there is a God, true, good, amlak source that judges in the earth, Baunet, the midrlaya mifard. Yemifard, Amlak Alle, Yilal, 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 Yilal.
Bring forth the Bible, 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 bring forth the Bible.
Here, speaker Abraham Chabura from the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, right here, here, here. Yes, I.
مزمور همسا سبات بك النف همسا سمنت لما زمران عليك عطاتفا يداويت كني باقونات تدكن بتناك جروس يسول جوج هوي بك انت فردان لاتشو بلباتشو بمدر لاي حاطيات انتساران لاتشو هنا الجوجاتشو مقفيني تاتالونا حاطا عاني كمهات انجمرو تليو ከሆድም ጀምረው ሳቱ ሐሰትንም ተናገሩ ቁጣቸው እንደ እባብ መርዝ ነው እንደ ምድር አውሬ ጆሮዋም የተደፈነ ነው አዋቂ ሲደግምባት ያስማተኛውን ቃል እንደማትሰማ እግዚአብሔር ጥርሳቸውን ባፋቸው ውስጥ ይሰብራል እግዚአብሔር ያንበሶቹን መንጋጋቸውን ያደቃል እንደሚፈስስ ውሃ ይቀልጣሉ እስካደክማቸው ድረስ ፍላጾቹን ይገትራል እንደሚቀልጥ ሰም ያልቃሉ እሳት ወደቀች ፀሐይንም አላዩአት እሾሃችሁ ሳይታወቅ በትር ሆነ ሕያዋን ሳላችሁ በመዓቱ ይነጥቃችኋል ጻድቅ በቀልን ባየ ጊዜ ደስ ይለዋል በኃጢአተኛው ደምም እጁን ይታጠባል ሰውም በእውነት ለጻድቅ ፍሬ አለው በእውነት በምድር ላይ የሚፈርድ አምላክ አለ ይላል
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master gone, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 the royal Amharic, great dear, 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 first up, and now let's go to the Meseretawi, Kwankwa. Meseretawi, the foundational language, as Goromawi, the goose and the guest says in the preface to the Metzav Kedus. So here, looking at the Hebrew here, Mizmor Non Chet Nun He Non Chet, Psalm 58, Psalm L V I I I, Here we have unjust judges condemned. Here in the Hebrew, I can say the theme of the psalm from the royal Amharic, the Danya, the judge, the John. We say John Hoy, Danya, John Hoy, John from Dan. Dan, as we have tribe of Dan, to judge or to execute judgment. The judge of judges. So unjust judges condemned. Let's get an overview right here. Mizmor non chet. We have a vehement, a hot, a fiery, a vehement denunciation of corrupt judges is the theme of this outspoken poem, this outspoken chant, this outspoken composition.
Babylon burn. Babylon burning, Babylon burn. They have no water. Fire.
We have unjust judges, as I and I Rastafari, the eldest put I and I, the unjust grudges. They're not judges, they're grudges. They're holding a grudge. Unjust judges, grudges condemned. So we have a vehement, a fiery denunciation of corrupt judges, corrupt grudges, being the theme of Psalm 58, an outspoken poem, a chant, composition. In spirit, in iris, it is true to the supreme importance that is attached to the impartial administration of justice by the Pentateuch, by the Torah and the prophets. Once again, in spirit and irit, here, as we come to the eve, right, of the Shabbat. And for the Shabbat here, we would have fulfilled right here the fifth of the seven Shabbats as we count the Omer, counting the growth of the seed to the feast of the Holy Spirit, to the harvest of the Ruach HaKadosh. So in spirit, the irit, in spirit, it is true to supreme importance that is attached to the impartial administration. One word from I and I earliest days from the call from the elders. It says non-partial. So here, the supreme importance that's attached to the impartial, without partiality, the impartial administration of justice. And who administrates the justice? I and I, your children. That's why he calls I and I Elohim and sons of Elyon, of the Most High. He doesn't speak this way to any other nation, any other people, because I and I have a covenant. So in keeping that covenant, we must keep the truth and what is supreme, the importance that's attached to impartiality, being non-partial, and the impartial administration of justice by the Torah, by the Pentateuch, five books of Moshe, and by the prophets. This psalmist, fiery, hata, fiery indignation against unjust judges and against evildoers, habitual practitioners of malpractice, of evildoers, generally is not kindled, get this, it's not kindled here by personal wrong. So as we study today's daily psalm, we get to find that the psalmist's fiery, hot to fire indignation against the unjust grudges and judges and evildoers generally is not kindled by personal wrongs. It's not personal. The psalm, the chant, the eyes, it comes hot from a heart that's lacerated, a heart that's lacerated by the sight, scene of widespread corruption. A point of importance is here made that must be borne in mind, in heart and mind, when assessing, when we assess the moral standard, the Hebrew, the Judaic, I moral standard, and the moral standard of the speaker in his imprecations. One might say curses, or he's calling out the consequences, but the imprecations upon the men the men and people he censures. He may, and I and I and we, and rise at the chant, we may, as he may, forgive injury done to himself. But he and we have no right, no right. It's not righteous. We have no right to feel lenient toward those who are guilty of flagrant injustice to others. And this is a point that we've made a few times and time again, and once again, even this time, when we hear about some of these tragedies, like I recall even with that shooter, there was a shooter recently up in Buffalo, and then mine and I and I, what happened down in South Carolina, in the Carolinas, the Geechee, the Gullah country, we have family where this Gentile cracker, he had went into a Bible study, right? They welcomed him in there, some, you know, older black men and woman there. And after just the devil just came down upon this demon, he turned around and just killed them, just shot them all up. And then we heard ones and ones go on the news, some people in that same community, and they said, we forgive the shooter, we forgive them. I said, chant. And he said, chant, folk. See, the people who lost their lives or whose lives was taken from them, only they, if they choose to forgive that one, we have no right. It's like right now, I give this example. Somebody, we're brother and sister, and, you know, we're all friends, right? You know, and disciples and brothers and sisters, and you tell me that the next brother is, you know, owe you some money. You say you're going to pay you this money, and he didn't pay you the money. And then I turn around and say, oh, I forgive them. You know what I'm saying? Now, that'd be bad. One would turn up on money. What are you talking about? Fire, hot to fire, burn that. It wasn't your money. I'll forgive them. How can you say you forgive? You know, it makes no sense. It's wicked. It's ratchet. Now, imagine that's just money that was defrauded or not paid back. What about somebody stealing the most precious thing, one's life, you know, stealing one's soul? That's why His Majesty Gotamawi Kadamahada Selassie says, we've abolished many things, but the death penalty we have not abolished, because that one has to go to the one that they offended if they want to give forgiveness. They have to go to the soul that they murdered. We have no right. So once again, here in today's psalm where it says he and we may forgive injury, right? Physical, psychological, financial, whatever injury done to oneself. But we don't have any right to feel lenient, much less to forgive, you know, those who are guilty of flagrant injustice to others. And here's another key context of today's daily psalm. Some psalms are speaking about haters and enemies and friend enemies, foreign, you know, like foreign enemies. But this psalm here is speaking about enemies domestic. And it kind of mirrors in theme and in tune, right, Psalm 82, just to make that note right here before we ride up. So verses 1 to 5. The judges are arraigned. We have that also in Psalm 82, where the judges are arraigned. But before, at least you think it's talking about the Babylonian judges, you know, get it in context. It's speaking about the judges among Israel. The judges among Israel. They are those who are called the Elohim, collectively speaking. They are the Elohim because they are those men who administer justice. They are Jehovah's agents. Therefore, they are to exercise a Jah-like, an Elohim-like function. And as such, they have Shemo, his name, the Hashem, attached to them. Even I and I have a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So the judges in today's psalm, as we have the judges in Psalm 82, where corrupt judges are arraigned, in Psalm 82, which is a Tuesday evening psalm, we have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, unjust judges condemned. So the connection of the Elohim, for those who want to look into the true context, Exodus, the Hebrew Exodus 21 and 6, 22 and 7, verse 8, verse 27, 1 Samuel
chapter 2, verse 25, where the word Elohim, it occurs in a judicial connection based on the principle from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, that the judgment is Elohim. And therefore, I and I, as Yisrael, are to administer justice both amongst I and I selves. Charity begins at home and spreads abroad. But if it can't even begin at home, how can it spread abroad? So therefore, we bear some responsibility, children of Jah, for this world situation. The judges are arranged, verses 1 to 5, because Babylon is doing their master's bidding. What about us, Jah name? So we have verses 1 to 5, the judges arranged, line 1 to 5, and then we pick up right here, 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 with the some of the last verses is the imprecation. But first things first, let's write up with the Hebrew. I'd like to go over some of the basics of the Hebrew verse by verse, as we heard the Roll Amharic. And it's interesting, most places, how can I say, in some places in His Majesty's Bible, it favors, like you could say, the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew manuscripts. In some other places, as a couple of verses in today's Daily Psalm, it favors the Septuagint. Right, so look a little bit more, you know, on the Bible, you know, and heal up to I and I, brother priest Isaac. Yes, I, you know, hopefully we'll have that reasonment, you know, on the Bible, on Rastafari, the Bible. Is the Bible good? You know, is the Bible good for I and I? Is the Bible for I and I's Rastafari? That's one of the questions that have come up among some of the brothers and sisters in the reasonment here and there. My response to that is, which Bible? Give us a teaching of His Majesty. Yes? So here, here, let's write up verse by verse right here from the Hebrew. We're first the alphabet. Learn the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew, and the royal Amharic right here, here, here. Yes,
sir. Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see? See the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mizmor, Mizmor, non chet, nun chet, non chet, lam natsiach al tashchet, litawid niktam. Psalm 58, Mizmor, nun chet, Psalm LVIII, Mizmor, non chet, nun chet, Psalm 58, lam natsiach al tashchet, for the leader. For the chief musician, the overcomer, Lam Natseyach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Lid Dawid of David, Miktam, a Miktam, golden composition, lesson, teaching, monument. Lam Natseyach, Al Tashchet, Lid Dawid Miktam. Haomnam Elemat Edeka Tadabarun. Mesharim atishpetu b'nei Adam. Do you Do ye, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam elem tzedek atadabarun? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam elem tzedek atadabarun? Mesharim atishpitu b'nei adam? Do ye, do y'all judge with equity the B'nai Adam, the sons of Adam, the sons of men? Me Sharim Tishkutu B'nai Adam? Af Lev Olota Tifal Baret Ach Masayidikem Tia Falesun. Yea, in heart ye your work wickedness, wretchedness. Afleh olota tifalun, ye your way out in the earth, the violence of your hands. Bareta chmasi dekem tifalesun. Zor rishaima merachem ta'ua mi bet ena dovrek chazab. The ratchet, the wicked are estranged from the womb. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem, from the Rachem, the womb, from the matrix, the wicked, the Rishai are estranged. Zoru Rishai Meya Rachem Ka'u mi bet en Dovre Chazab, the speakers of lies, Dovre Chazab, the Dovre Chazab, the speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Ta'u ami bet en Dovre Chazab, chemata lamo kia demuta chemata nachasha, kemoa fetena chirasha ya'ite azno. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. Chemata lamo ki yedmut chemata nachash, like the venom of a serpent. Their venom, chamot, venom, poison, lamo, for them, ki yedmut is likened to the chemata nachash, to the venom, the poison, the chemat nachash. Komo fetena chirasha ya'item azno. They are like the deaf ass that stoppeth her ear. Chemata lamo ki demuta chemata nachasha. Komo fetena chirasha ya'item azno. Asher lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi chover chvarima mechukam, that hearkeneth not to the voice of the charmer. Asher lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi, or of the most cunning binder of spells. Chover chvarim mechukam, chover chvarim mechukam. Asher lo yishma'a l'kola melachishi, chover chvarim mechukam. Asher herasa shnemo befimo, malit ota kfrim netosh yao. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth, Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo, break out the teeth, the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Jehovah, malito ota kfri, netoshiyawa, break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. Elohim, herasa shnemo befimo, malito ota kfrima, netosh Yahuwah. Yi my soa kamo mai maita halukua lamo. Ita roka hitsua kamo wa ita molalu. Let them make them melt away as water that runneth apace. Ye my soul come on my maita halukulamo when he aimeth his arrows. Yitroka hitso komo yitamolalu, make them be as though they were cut off. Yitroka hitso, yitroka hitso hitsayo, yitroka hitso komo yitamolalu. Komo shablula temesha yahloka. Nefelesheta bala chazua shamesh. Make them be as a snail who that which melteth and passeth away. Komo shablul temesha yahlok, like the untimely birth of a woman. Nefelesheta, untimely births of the fall of a woman, sense of abortion, untimely birth. Let them be as abortions. Nefelesheta, bal chazu shamesh, that have not seen the sun. Bal chazu shamesh, komo shablula temesha yahlok. Nefela esheta bal chazu shamesh. Bitarema yaviua sirotekema ada kmochai kmocharon yisaenu. Before your pots can feel the thorns. Bitarema yavinu sirotekem atad. He will sweep it away with a whirlwind, the roar and the burning alike. Kamo chai, kamo charon, yisarein. Kamo, like the chai, like the living, like the living, the green, the roar, like the living, the fresh, the living, ki, kamo, kamo chai, kamo chai. Kamo charon, and the burning, like the living, like the burning, like the green and the burning alike. The sense here, the Hebrew is variously explained as referred to the raw, the chai, and the partially cooked food, or the raw meat and the burning thorns, or the revised version translates this verse here as the green and the burning alike of the collected, some say of the collected fuel right here, according to the mashal. Bit rema yavinu sirotekem atada kamochai kamocharona yisarenu. Yismachas adika ki chazana koma pi amayowa yirhatza bidam harasha. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. Yismach tzadik. The righteous rejoice, the righteous. Yismach tzadik. Ki chaza, when he see. Ki chaza nakom. Ki chaza nakam. Ki chaza nakom. When he seeth the nakom, the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. His feet, his steps, yirchat, shall wash. This must be judged by the ancient East, the hyperbole right? And not always literally to be understood. The hyperbole, he shall wash his feet in the Bedam Harasha, in the blood of the wicked, of the ratchet, Bedam Harasha, Yismach Tzadika, Ki Chazanakom, Pe'amayo Yerchat, Bedam Harasha. We yomar radam, ak pri latzadik, ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz. And men shall say, we yomar Adam and Adam. And Adam shall say, and man shall say, we yomar Adam, ak pri latzadik. Verily there's a reward, there's fruit for the righteous. Ak pri latzadik, ak pri latzadik, verily and true for show, ak for show show, ak pri 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 fruit, ak pri latzadik, ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz. Verily there is a Elohim, there's Elohim, for sure Elohim exists. Ak yesh Elohim, for sure judgment exists. There will be judgment, there's Elohim. Ak yesh Elohim, shofti ba'aretz, that judges in the earth. Here, the verb, interestingly, is plural here. Usually, because of Hashlushan Kadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, with Elohim, which could be interpreted as a plural of majesty, correctly, the Trinity, the judgment name of He who He be, Ha Elohim. Here, the verb is plural. That is unusual in this context of Elohim being the subject, so it can be reasoned, since this psalm is unjust judges condemned, and the Elohim, I have said ye are Elohim, not just gods in the Gentile secular sense, but in the Hebrew sense, y'all are judges. So therefore that rise of the judges of John, sons, will your maradam akri lats adika akiyesh Elohim shoftim ba'aretz 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 ba'aretz
Yes, that last verse right there. I thought that was the a cappella version, but I hope ones and ones could hear and pick up right there. The last verse. Today's daily psalm. We got less than a minute, y'all. Give thanks. Ones in the live stream. Gonna go through the Midrash study right here on today's daily psalm. But the last verse, KJV will be verse 11 in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, verse 12. And men shall say, verily, truly, there's a reward for the righteous. Will yomar Adam, and to say Adam, and Adam shall say Ak, Ak, not Ach, Ach, Ach is brother. Ak is for show, show. Ak, for show, Ak, Pri, Pri. In the Hebrew fruit, we have Fere, Fere, Bamarinya, to show the Afro-Semitic relation. Ak, Pri, Latz Adik. For sure there is fruit for the tzaddik. Very interesting in this season. Reason for the season, the counting of the Omer from Bikurim, from first fruits to the harvest, to Shavuot, to the harvest feast, the feast of weeks. Here we are commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. And even in the Brit Chadasha sense, there is the fruit of the Spirit. Right, the fruit of the Spirit, the nine, some say the nine gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
in the New Covenant sense, in the upper room of Zion sense. But here we have this last verse, to zoom in on this, with Yomar, with and Yomar, and Amar, Amar, to say with Yomar, and he say Adam, and Adam say. So here in the singular, takes on the singular sense to say humanity say common man say, right? We have the higher man, the Ish, not the Ish, but the Ish, and then we have the common man, Adam. Wa with Yomar Adam, and Adam shall say Ak Pri Latzadik. That means regular manama, not Yisrael, Ish of El, but other humanity will say when the judgment finally comes true, they'll say Ak Pri Latzadik. For sure, there's fruit. There's a reward. So literally, it's saying in the Hebrew, fruit. So to understand the Hebrew two truths, there is the fruit, right? And then there is the fruit in the metaphysical, the five cycle, the metaphysical sense. But often this is translated as there is a reward. There's a reward for the righteous. But the second part of the final verse in today's Psalm, Mizmor Nun Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, where it says Ak. Again, the verily sense for sure in the Hebrew is Ak. Now, some of us may say Ak to say brother, but from the Afro-Semitic, we're not really enunciating it because of, you know, this linguistics, this language. So practice make perfect. Actually, it's Ach for brother. Ach, Achi, my brother. Ach, brother. But we have Ak for sure, verily. Ak, Yesh. Yesh in Hebrew means there is, there exists. You know, if I say Yesh Li Sefer, Yesh Li, Yesh, there is Li for me Sefer. There's a book for me. Like there's a book for me. So here, Ak Yesh Elohim, there is that Elohim exists. Because in the Hebrew scripture, even within the Psalms and the Psalm that says that the fool has said in his heart, Ein Elohim. And the fool says in his heart that there is no Elohim, not in the latter-day Greco-Roman sense of atheism, so to speak, but one who says there's no Elohim, there's no judgment, there's no justice, because in the Hebrew sense, Elohim is the creator title of the power of powers, the source of source. He says before him, right, there was no El, there was no Elohim, neither shall there be after him. So all the other Elohims and gods and other things are just man's mental extrapolations and idols and idolatry. This is from the Hebrew perspective, if you want to know what the psalm is really saying here. Here it's saying, Ak, for sure, Yesh Elohim. For sure there is Elohim. Elohim exists. And therefore, because Elohim exists, in the secondary sense of Elohim, with Yahweh, with he who be who he be, it's the judge sense, the judgment. So Elohim, sometimes we find Elohim predominating in a psalm. From the Hebrew perspective, intelligently, with the chokmah, with the wisdom, right, we recognize it's calling upon judgment. The Elohim is calling upon judgment when we call upon Elohim. Now, we know that there is the Elohim of Elohims, he who be who he be, and Hebraically, his sons, the judges of Yisrael, the Shoftim, are also referred to as Elohim. This is where those cryptic areas in the scripture where it says, even in the Torah, and he shall bring him to the Elohim, or bring him to the God, right? Or some translators say to the judges, right? So it says bring him to the God, or the Elohim, to bring him before the judges who judge on behalf and according to Yahuwah Eloheinu, according to Jehovah, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God. The second part here, Ak Yesh Elohim. How do we know that Elohim in the scripture, when Elohim is speaking to the true good, the true God, the power of powers, and how do we know when Elohim is speaking about the other people, the OPP gods, other people's gods, or the Elohim Acharim, as we have in the commandments, right? We shall have no Elohim Acharim. What's Acharim? Acharim, Acher means like after, something coming after. So the others, there's also a sense of others. So other Elohim, other people's Elohim, or other Elohim that people made up later on after the fall. Here we have Elohim. Whenever we have Elohim referring to Jehovah, though the word literally is a plural sense. El is a singularity. El, Hayel, Hayel. El is the root of the Elohim, right? But whenever we see Elohim in the Hebrew scripture referring to Elohim or Yahuwah Ahad, he who be, who he be, the one, the verb is always singular, in a singularity, in the majority, of places, always in the singular. So in a sense, in the Hebrew, the way that Hebrews speak the Hebrew is quite different than the other nations, the Canaanites and the other ites. Because when they speak Elohim, it's Elohim they. Their gods is a plurality of different concepts, ideas, deceptions, whatever, right? But whenever the Hebrews, when we speak of Yahuwah, Jehovah, Elohim, the verb is always in the singularity. So in a sense, literally, it's almost as though the Hebrews of true faith, the way we spoke the Hebrew, is almost as some of us speak the English. You know, when you say, we say ain't. You say, ain't in the dictionary, but now it is. But people recognize, you know, when you say ain't, you really are saying in spirit what you want to say in spirit. So in the Hebrew, for Jehovah, Elohim is always majority of places in the singular sense. But here is a curious place, as we sought to bring out in the note, where it says that judgeth. There is an Elohim that judgeth in the earth. Ak, yesh Elohim, shoftim, ba'aret. Now here's the interesting curiosity here, because the verb is plural. What's the verb? Shoftim. Now shoftim is also judges, and shoftim, right? If you understand the Hebrew, if we're speaking about plural, like if I say anachnu is to say we, anachnu, right? Anachnu shoftim ba'aret. I'm saying we will judge in the earth, right? Now if I say shoftim ba'aret, I could be saying as well that the judges will judge in the earth. But here it's saying, Ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aret. So in the sense of here, it is almost like saying that the gods will judge. But when we understand the Hebrew context of Elohim as we find it and God in the Hebrew scripture, it's referring to the judges when it's referring to the judges of Yisrael. So what the final part is actually saying is that the true judges, the true sons, right, of Jehovah, who he says, I have said you are Elohim, will rise up and finally fulfill the duty for which they are called to do. So this is where the conclusion of the matter, after Jah, the judge of judges, right, then his sons can also get the true context and example of judgment. It's almost like the Moshiach. He rides first, he's the first fruit. Right. And then 50 days later, right, we have the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion empowering Jah people. So here is the reason why the verb is plural, but this is unusual with Elohim as the subject. So it's usually unusual, because usually when the verb is plural, the Elohim refers to other people's Elohim, the plurality, the pseudo trinities. You know, so just to bring that out right there, it's a very interesting turn of phrase in the Hebrew where it says, Ak yesh Elohim shoftim ba'aret. For sure, there is Elohim. There is justice, right? There are the true judges, right, that will judge in the earth. And the context of the psalm is calling on Jehovah, right, to judge, right? It says, break their teeth, right, O Elohim. Calling on the judge to judge. And even in that particular verse right there, we see that the verb, right, the verb is in the singular. So though you're calling on Jehovah Elohim as the creator and as the judge, we find that the verb, right, the verb is singular, right? So that tells us there, from an intelligent, knowledgeable Hebrew perspective of Yahuwah, Jehovah. But then coming to the fulfillment, where men and people, right, Adam, literally when it says men shall say, literally is saying Adam. It's like the part in Deuteronomy where it says when he divided
you know, the nations for the children of Adam. He reserved the place for the children of Yisrael. So here, just once again, native speaker right here, going through the psalm, and then we write up the Midrash.
Mizmor nun het, lam natseyah al tashet le David michtam. Ha'umnam elem tzedek tedabberun, mesharim tishpetu bene Adam. Af belev olot tif'alun, ba'aretz hamas yedechem tefallesun. Zoru resha'im merahem, ta'u mibbeten dovre chazav. Hamat lamo kidmut hamat nahash, kemofeten heresh ya'atem ozno. Asher lo yishma' lekol melahashim, hover havarim mechukam. Elohim haras shinemo befimo, malteot kefirim netots Adonai. Yimma'asu chemo mayim, yithallechu lamo, yidroch chitzav kemo yitmolalu, kemo shablul temesh sialoch, nefel eshet bal hazu shamesh, beterem yavinu sirotechem atad, kemo chai kemo haron yisarenu, yismach tzaddik ki haza nakam, ועמיו ירחץ בדם הרשע, ויאמר, אדם אך פרי לצדיק, אך יש אלוהים שופטים בארץ.
So here, Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 32 and 8, what I was referring to, if you notice, the Bnei Adam, the sons of men, right? The sons of men, speaking of humanity more in a general sense. Here, Deuteronomy 32 and 8, it says, when Elyon, the Most High, divided to the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, international community, their inheritance. Remember, Jehovah, he is the landlord. The earth is Jehovah's and all of her fullness, the world and they who dwell in her. So when Elyon divided to the Goyim, the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons, the Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the Bnei Yisrael. So in the sense of Adam, when we say Adam, Adam represents all man in general and the Ish. The Ish represents the higher man in particular, the more refined man. It says rich and poor, low and high. If you look in the Hebrew right there, the low, right? The low is the Bnei Adam, and the high is the Bnei Ish.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Midrash.
Lid David of David, miktam, a miktam. Haumnam, what is here, midrash on today's daily psalm, mizmor non chet, nun chet. Psalm 58, lanatzeyach, al tashchet, lid David, miktam. Haumnam. For the leader, La Minatzeyach, do not destroy, Al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam, of David, Lidawid Miktam,
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 Haumnam, what is politic for men? Elam, Erekta Dabron, silence, Elam, yet speak ye. Speak your righteousness, Eilem. Tzedek to Dabrun, Lanal Tzeya, Al Tashchet, Le David Miktam. Homnam Eilem, Tzedek to Dabrun. Here. Opening verses, including the superscription of today's psalm, Psalm 58, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Lanal Tzeya, Al Tashchet, Le David Miktam. Homnam Eilem, Tzedek to Dabrun. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Al tashchet lidawid of David. Miktam. A miktam. Haumnam. What is politic for men? Elam. Silence. Tzedek tadabarun. Yet speak ye. Yet speak ye all righteousness. And here, Midrash note. Here in the JV, the Yehudi version, another translation is translated as this opening verse of Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabaron? Here, translation brought out as Haumnam, what is politic for men? What is politic for men? Question. What is politic for men? Haumnam? Haumnam? What is politic for men? Elam. Silence. Tzedek etadabrun. Yet speak ye, yet speak y'all righteousness. Rav Yitzhak. Isaac said, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Rav Yitzhak. Isaac said, asking this question, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Midrash note, Umnam, in the opening verse, here in Hebraic, the Beit verse, the second verse in the KJV, often as the first verse, we have Ha Umnam, Ha Umnam, here, Midrash note, connected with good policy, Umnam. Umnam may be interpreted as policy. Umnam may be interpreted as wisdom. Umnam may be interpreted as indeed. Haumnam. The word elam. The word elam. Elam may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Elam may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Haumnam. Elam tzedek tadabrun. What is politic for men? Haumnam. Elam. Silence. Tzedek tadabrun. Yet speak y'all righteousness. What is good policy? Umnam. For a man in this world. To make himself out as elam. As dumb. Dumb in the sense of not speaking. Dumb. Elam. In a time of conflict. Lest it be thought that a man should also remain elam, dumb, in debate on Torah, the Mizmor, the Psalm. It goes on to say, speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tadabrun. Speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tadabrun. Lest it be thought that he may then become arrogant towards others. The Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, goes on to say, debate with kindness the children of men. Debate with kindness the children of men. Mesharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Mesharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Translated here in the Midrash as, debate with kindness. Mesharim tishpitu. The children of Adam, the children of men, b'nei Adam. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Also translated as a question, do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. And here to compare and contrast in the KJV, this verse here is read to the chief musician, Al Tashchet, Miktam of David, do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly, O ye, O y'all sons of men? Here, compare and contrast the KJV. Do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Here, bringing out the sense of a question in the KJV translation of Haumnam, Elam Tzedek Tadabarun, Meisharim Tishpitu, B'nei Adam. In another comment, the words Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, male, shalt not destroy. Al Tashchet are read, thou, the I, speaking to a male, shalt not destroy. Shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabaron? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tadabaron? Consider these words in the light of what Shlomo, what Solomon says. Even here in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 8 that reads, the way of man is perverse and strange. The way of man is perverse and strange. Zahu Shamar Hakatu. This is what scripture says. Here. Hefak Pach Derek Isha Vazar. The way of man is froward and strange. Hefak Pach Derek Ish Wazar. The way of man is perverse and strange. Hafak pak derek ish wa zar. That is to say, wicked men, rishayim, are perverse. Hafak pak. For they do not stand by what they say. They say a thing, and then twist it. So was Saul, Shaul, hafak pak, perverse, froward. This is the thing he said one night to David, one night to David. As scripture tells, Shenemar, as is said, even in the scripture, Zahua Shamar HaKatub. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. Vayomer el David, Tzadik ata mimeni. He said to David, Vayomer el David, thou art more righteous than I. Tzadik ata mimeni. Or, thou art a righteous man because of me. Adik ata mimeni. What did Saul mean by the phrase because of me? Mimeni, 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 from me or more than me, one translation, or in the context of the Midrash here, because of me. Mimeni, mimeni. If the wheat is not bad, then the wheat is thought good. If thou art thought a righteous man, it is because of me. It is because of I, mimeni, more than me, more than I, because of me. I am he who made thee a tzaddik, a righteous man, because I went forth to seek thy life. If I had found thee, I would have slain thee. But because I have fallen into thy hand, and thou, the I, didst not slay me, therefore, thou, the I, art a righteous man because of me. Tzadik ata mimeni. Thou art more righteous than I. Tzadik ata mimeni. Shenemar. So too in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 12 and 26, it is written, the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. Or, also translated, the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. And here in the Hebrew, both translations bring out the Hebraic sense. The Midrash says, the righteous is more excellent. Yatir, excellent. May from Ra'ehu, from or because of Ra'ehu, his neighbor, Tzadik, the righteous. Yatir, may Ra'ehu, Tzadik, or the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me'ra'ihu tzadik, is guided. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. In the Hebrew, yatir is either an adjective or a verb. If the former, if an adjective, it signifies superior to, and is so understood by the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, and the AV, the authorized version. The righteous man is more excellent than his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ihu tzadik. Apart from the triteness of this rendering, some say it bears no relationship to the sequel. As a verb, the word has to be connected with tur, the Hebraic tur. Tur meaning to spy out, to explore, to tur, or to tor, to tor, to tur, to spy out, to explore. Hence, the RV, the revised version, quote, is a guide to his neighbor. Yatir me'ra'ihu tzadik. But the preposition means from, not to. The preposition, me'ra'ihu, from ra'ehu, his neighbor. A good explanation is suggested by Malbim. Let may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. May a righteous man, a tzadik, search out from his friend. Yatir may ra'ehu tzadik. By consulting him, may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. Zehu she'amar hakatub. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor here in the Midrash. Yatir me'ra'ehu tzadik. His neighbor, ra'ehu, his neighbor, is taken to mean Shaul, Saul, to whom Shimuel, to whom Samuel said, even in 1 Shimuel, in 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17, quote, the Lord hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David, even to Dawid, even to David. And here he breaks the fuller verse. Vayasa Yahuwah lo kasher diber biyadi. Vayikra Yahuwah et hamamlaka miyadeka. Vayitna lereka leDawid. And Yahuwah and Jehovah have wrought for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahuwah hath ripped the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Vayitnaha lereka leDawid. Vayasa Yahuwah lahu kaasher diber biyadi. Vayikra Yahuwah et hamamlaka miyadeka. Vayitnaha lereka leDawid. Yahuwah Jehovah, Hashem hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Vayitnaha lereka leDawid. And he who be, have given it, have given her, ha mamlaka, the kingdom, wa yitnaha li re'eka li Dawid, to thy neighbor, li re'eka, to David, li Dawid. And the righteous, tzadik ha tzadik, and the righteous is taken to mean Dawid. David, to whom Shaul, Saul said, even in the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 22 to 23, swear now therefore to me by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, that thou, that I, wilt not cut off my seed after me. And David swore to Shaul, to Saul. V'atah. He shava'a li b'Yahuwah ima tachrita eta zari achraya v'ima tashmida eta shemiya mi beit avi. Swear now therefore to me by he who be who ye be. We'ata, he shava'a li b'Yahuwah that thou, the I, will not cut off my seed after me. Im tachrita eta zarei acharai. And that thou, the I, will not destroy my name out of my father's house. Ve'im atashmida eta shmi mi beit avi. And David, swore to Saul, Why Yeshava, David, le Shaul. Why Yeshava, David, le Shaul. Why Yeleka Shaul, ella beto. Where David, wa anashayo alu, ala hamatsuda. And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. Wayeleka Shaula il beto. But David and his men with David wa nashayo got them up with David wa nashayo alu into the stronghold al Hamatsuda. As soon as Saul, Shaul departed, his mighty men said, "Is David to be esteemed a tzaddik, a righteous man, because he did not slay thee in the cave?" He knew that if he did anything to the eye, to thee, we would enter the cave and at once destroy him. And because David was aware of this, he was afraid. When Shaul, Saul, heard these words, he rose up. And according to 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 3, and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, of Israel, with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Vayakam Shaul vayereda ella midbar Zipha, vito ashlosheta lafim isha bechorei Yisrael levakesh eta David ben midbar Zipha. Then Saul arose, vayakam Shaul. Then Saul arose, vayakam Shaul, vayereda, and went down ella midbar Zipha, and went down into the wilderness of Zipha, vayereda ella midbar Zipha. Vitoa shlosheta lafim aisha bechorei Yisrael levakesh eta David b'midbar Zif. Having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, veito shlosheta lafim ish, shlosheta lafim ish, veito, and with him shlosheta lafim ish. Three shiloshet elafim, thousand ish man bechorei Yisrael, chosen of Israel, bechorei Yisrael levakesh, lebakesh, to seek eta David b'midbar Zif, in the wilderness of Zif. Then, according to 1 Samuel 26:7, then David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the barricade. Vayavo David avavishaya el ha'ama laila. Vehine Shaula shokheva yashana bama ikal. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Vayavo David wa avishaya el ha'ama laila. And behold, vehine Saul lay sleeping with Hine Shaul Shokev Yashan within the barricade. Ba Ma'ikal. Wayabo David wa Abishai el ha'am alayla. Wehine Shaul Shokev Yashan Ba Ma'ikal. But do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? But do not the words lay and sleeping, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here, Hebraically in 1 Shemuel, Wehine Shaul Shokheva Yashan Ba Ma'egal. Here, Wehine, and behold, Wehine Shaul Saul Shokev, to lay down, Yashen, sleeping. Ba ma'igal, within the barricade. So the question here in the Midrash is, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here in the Hebrew, two words, shokev, to lay down, shokev, to lay down, and yashen, to sleep. The use of both words, however, implies that asleep, like a swoon, was cast upon Shaul and Amo and his people. Thus, we read, even in 1 Samuel chapter 26, at the 12th verse, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen up on them. Ki kulam yeshanim, ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem, for they were all asleep. Ki kulam yeshanim, because a deep sleep from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, was fallen up on them. Ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem. Ki tardemat, deep sleep. Ki for tardemat Yahuwah, a deep sleep of he who be who he be. A slumber so profound and unusual that it was regarded as sent directly from Ha-Elohim, 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 the true good, the true God, from the power, he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Ki kulam yishenim, ki tardemat Yahuwah, nafla elehem. Hence, here, shenemar, it is said, Saul lay sleeping, Shaul shokev yashen. Shaul shokev yashen. Saul lay sleeping. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Vayomer Abishai el David, Sigar Elohim hayom ha'eta oyveika be'yadeka ve'ata akenu na va'chnita u'va'aret pa'ama achata ve'lo eshna lo. Then said Abishai to David, Elohim hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray that I, with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. Vayomer Rabishai il David, Sigar Elohim hayom eta oireka beyadeka ve'ata akenu na bachnita uva aret apa'amachat ve'lo eshna la'u. And David said, and David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashchetehu. And David said, destroy him not. Even here, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verses 8-9. Vayomer David el Abishai, al tashchetehu, ki mi shalach yadoa bia Mashiach Yahuwah. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashachitehu, for who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah, Jehovah's anointed, Yahuwah's Mashiach, and be guiltless? Ki mi shalach yadoa biya Mashiach Yahuwah, v'nikah, and be guiltless? Accordingly, even here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, here, the title, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, Lamnatzeach, Al Tashchet. Accordingly, Al Tashchet means, destroy thou not, Al Tashchet. As David said to Abishai, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Al tashchitehu, hear, Mizmor non chet, al tashchit, destroy not. the way David said, destroy him not, as Yahuwah's Jehovah liveth. For if not, by Yahuwah Jehovah, he will smite him. Even here, here, here. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 10. And David, and David said, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Here, here, verse 10. Zahu shamar hakatub, as it is written. And David said, Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Ki im Yahuwah ye gafenu, o yomo yabo wa mate, o ba mil chama yered we nisapa. Full of verse, and David said, as Jah live, as Jehovah liveth, Chai Yahuwah, nay, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, Kihim Yahuwah, ye gafenu, o yomo yabo wa mate, o ba milchama yered we nispa. Lamaze, why did David utter the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, twice? Because he said to Abishai, Chai Yahuwah, Jah live, Jehovah liveth, as he who be we be liveth, Chai Yahuwah, do not smite Shaul, for if thou, the I, smite Shaul, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, I shall smite thee, I. And another explanation of the phrase, even here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 10, the phrase, Chai Yahuwah, the phrase, as Jehovah liveth, is that thereby, David adjured HaSatan, Satan, and rebuked him. And here, Midrash note right here. HaSatan, the adversary. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. We have Christians, anointed ones, killing anointed ones, but David would not kill Saul. But Satan endeavored to have David kill Shaul. And here, refer and see the above Midrash, the Midrash on the 7th Psalm, the 2nd section on Psalm 7.2. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's head. And David cried to the people and said to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Abner? And David cried, called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Hallo, ta'inne Abner. Here. 1 Shemuel, Samuel, chapter 26, verses 12 and verse 14. By that he meant, what hast thou to answer now? What hast thou to answer now? Hallo, ta'inne Abner. What hast thou to answer now? Nay, look, see, here it is. Behold, the night before, y'all said to Shaul, to Saul, of the events in the cave, if David had done anything to thee, to the eye, I would have entered the cave and at once destroyed him. Behold, Behold, now the sphere and the cruise of water. What hast thou the eye to answer? Hallo, Taina Avner. Wilt thou not answer, Avner? And he was not able to answer. And he was as one stricken dumb. And would not admit the righteousness of Dawid, of David. Therefore, Dawid, David said, shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Even here. Today's psalm is more non-chet, nun-chet. Ha'omnam, elam, tzedek tedabarun. Ha'omnam, elam, tzedek tedabarun. Shalt thou indeed, ha'omnam, be dumb, elam, towards righteousness, tzedek tedabarun? Thou shouldest have spoken ha-emet, ha-emet. Emet, the truth. Instead, thou madest thyself out to be elam, dumb, and didst not declare my righteousness, tzidki. Another explanation of this verse is that David said to them, have y'all pursued me with justice, with tzedek, as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 20. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. With justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Or, have y'all judged me in righteousness as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus, Leviticus 19, 15. In righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Have y'all acted thus? Have ye y'all acted like this? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Do y'all judge with equity the sons of Adam? Mesharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Hence, here, the psalm, the mizmor, even mizmor non chet, nun chet, psalm 58, here, it asks, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Ha'omnam, elam, tzedek tedabarun?
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible.
Yea, in heart ye y'all work wickedness. Ye weigh out in the earth the violence of your hands. The wicked are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Hear, today's psalm is more non-chet, nun-chet. Hear. Hebraically, the gimel and the dalet verses, the third and the fourth verses, right here. Yea, in heart ye, y'all walk righteousness, work wickedness, ye. Y'all weigh out in the earth the violence of your hands. The wicked, the ratchet are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Afa beleva olota tif alun. Ba'aretz ha'chamasa yedekhem tifalesun. Zoru arishayi me rachem. Ta'ua mi betena dovrei chazav. Hear. David said to them, the heart of a man was created to speak truth. As it is said, and he speaketh truth in his heart. Even here, 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 from Psalm 15, Hebraically, the second verse. And he speaketh truth in his heart. In his heart. In his heart.
Dover emeta bielevavo.
And speaketh truth in his heart. We dober emeta bielevavo. But ye, y'all, do not so. For even in heart ye all work wickedness. Ye all weigh out in the earth the violence of your hands. Afa belev olota tif alun. Ba'aretza chamasa yidechem tifa lesun. In heart y'all work wickedness. Af belev olota tifa alun. Ye your way out in the earth, the violence of your hands. Ba'aretz chamas yidekem tefalesun. That is, the hands were created to work goodness and justice, but your hands, y'all hands, walk violence and robbery. The words, the wicked are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, the Dalet verse. Zoru Rishaima Meya Rachem Taua Mi Beten Dovre Kazab. The wicked, the ratchet are estranged from the womb. Zoru Rishaim Meya Rachem. The wicked, the ratchet, the rishayim are estranged from the womb, from the matrix. Zoru rishayim meya rachem. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Ta'ua mi beten dovrei kazab. This means that the righteous are sanctified, are set apart, are Isla, are holy, are sanctified even in the belly and the womb and the matrix. As is said even in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Bit arema et orka, bit arema et arka, va bit ena yida itika, uvat arema te tsaya me rechem, hiek dashtika.
And as Yeshayahu, Esaias also said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 3, the Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he said to me, thou art my servant.
Yahuwah mi betena kera'ani, mi ma'ayimi, hi azkir shimi, wayomer li avdi ata.
Jehovah hath called me, called I, from the womb. Yahuwah mi betena kera'ani, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Mi ma'ayimi, he is the kir shmi. And he said to me, wayomer li, thou art my servant, abdi ata. Yahuwah mi betena kera'ani, avdi ata. But ha rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, come estranged and wicked and ratchet from the wombs, the matrixes of their mothers, of their matriarchs. As is said even here, here, here in today's Psalm, the wicked, the ratchet, are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they be born. Zoru Rishaim Amei Rachem Ta'ua Mi Betena Dovrei Kazab. That is, Ha Rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, are known from the womb, the matrix, and from the belly as ratchet. Thus, like this, we, I and I, know of Harasha Esau, of the wicked, the ratchet Esau, that even while he was in the belly of Imo, his mother, he strove with Achio Yaakov, his brother Jacob, as it is said, even in Bereshith in Genesis, Genesis chapter 25, verse 22, the children struggled together within her. The children, the sons, Habanim, struggled. Within her. Bikirbaha. That is to say, in the very belly of Imo, his mother, Esau struggled with Achio, his brother. Hence, David said, ye, y'all too, were estranged from the womb, from the matrix, and ye and y'all too went astray from the belly. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. They are like the deaf ass that stoppeth her ear, which hearkeneth not to the voice of charmers, or of the most cunning binder of spells. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 58, Hebraically the 5th and the 6th verses. Chemata lamo, kia demuta chemata nachasha, komo fetena chresha yaetem azno, asher lo ishma'a likola melachishi, chovera chvarima mechukam. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. Chemata lamo, kia demuta chemata nachash. They are like the deaf ass that stoppeth her ear. Komo fetena chresha yaetema azno. Who hearkeneth not to the voice of charmers. Asher lo ishma'a likola melachshi. Or of the most cunning binder of spells. David said further to them, know you not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did to HaNachash, did to the serpent? He destroyed his feet and his teeth, so that HaNachash, the serpent, now eats dust. Even so will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set-Apart One, the Sanctified One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, deal with maligners. As the next verse says, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, Hebraically the 7th verse, that reads, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth, break out the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord. Elohim, herasa shinemo befimo, maliteota kefrim, netota Yahuwah. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim, herasa shinemo befimo. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions, O Jehovah. Maliteota kefrimat netot Yahuwah. They melt away as water that runneth apace. Hear the next verse. Today, Psalm Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58, verse 8. They melt away as water that runneth apace. Yemaisua komoa mayim yitahalku lamo. Make them melt away as water that runneth apace. Ye my soul, come on my ye. Ye tahalko lamo. David said, as water as mayim, when once it is poured out, may not be gathered together to gather again, but runs off apace. So it is with the maligner's slander. Once they utter their words of slander, the words can never be confined to speaker and hearer. He aimeth his arrows. Yidroka chitzayo. When he aimeth his arrows. Yidroka chitzayo, said David, as the arrow, when shot from the bow, smites and kills, so does the evil tongue. For it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, in Ernest, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7, their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. Chaita shachuta le shona mirma diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. Chait shachut. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow. Chait shachut. Le shona mirma diber. It speaketh deceit. It speaketh deceit. Mirma diber. Arrows as they speak. Hear today, Psalm Hebraically, the eighth verse. Yidroka chitzayo. Arrows as they speak. That is, whenever they speak. Arrows as they speak. Yidroka chitzayo. And here, Midrash, note, the JV, the Yehudi version, arrows, reads, arrows, let them, make them be as though they were cut off. Arrows, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidroka chitzayo kamoa yita molalu. He aimeth his arrows, make them be as though they were cut off. Yidroka chitzayo kamoa yita molal. They are as a snail, which oozeth as it goes its way, and so shall fall into fire, and never see the sun. Hear. The eighth verse, Hebraically, hear the ninth verse of today's psalm, Nizmor non chet, nun chet, hear. Kamo. Shablula temesa yahlok nefel esheta bala chazu shamesh. Or also translated as, let them, make them be as a snail which melteth and passeth away, like the untimely births of a woman that have not seen the sun. Komo shablula temesa yahlok nefel esheta bala chazu shamesh. Like the snail, kamo shablul, like the shablul that oozes on its way so that its track is known. So the evil tongue oozing on its way makes itself known by its slime. What is the punishment for the evil tongue? It will fall into the fire of Gehenna and not see the sun of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. For the words, and never see the sun. For the words, hear, Bal Chazu Shamesh, and never see the sun, mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because you speak slander, you will fall into Gehenna. Fire, Aish, will devour you. Aish will eat you up. And you will not see the sun of the Olam Haba, of the world to come. But It is said of the righteous, even in Malachi. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 20, it is said of the righteous, to you that fear, that reverence my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Vizarcha lachem yireya shemiya shemesha tzedaka ua marpe biyach nafeha. But to you that fear, that reverence my name, vizarcha lachem yirei shemi, shall the Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedaka, arise with healing in its wings, with healing in her wings. Umarpe biya kanafeha, vizarcha lachem yirei shemi, Shemesh Tzedaka. Of the righteous, it is said, to you that fear, that reverence, that respect, Shemi, my name, shall the Shemesh Tzedaka, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in her wings. Vizarcha lachem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka u marpe biya kanafeha.
Yes, 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 yes. Shabbat shalom, send a salam, chaverim, chaverim. Shabbat shalom, and here we fulfill this third book of Moshe, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek, and make I and I, make we be strengthened, Wanit Chazek, may we encourage one another, yes I, Rastafari, Shabbat Shalom, Semet Salam, yes I, join I and I on the in and Irit after the Shabbat, may the I have a good Shabbat, a peaceful Shabbat, an upful Shabbat. Send that salam. Shabbat shalom. Yes, sir. Rastafari.